People use substances for many reasons. Lacking a community or a sense of belonging can be one of them, according to researchers. That's especially true for Native American people, who have faced generations of discrimination and forced assimilation by the U.S. government. But as KMUW's Kylie Cameron reports, a Native group in Wichita is relying on its culture in hopes of helping others.
Two drums sit to the north and south in the Gallery of Nations at the Mid-America All-Indian Museum. For the past several months, members of Prairie Rose Wobriety have been learning to play the ceremonial drums. This is the first time they've played it in front of an audience, and one of the first times the drums have been back at the museum.
These songs are for you. So while these guys are over here singing, they expect you to get out and dance.
Prairie Rose Wobriety is still in its infancy. The group began in August and quickly took off in the Native American community. Its goal is to help people in recovery from substances or those struggling with addiction through the use of their culture, bringing ceremony into the lives of some who, often through no fault of their own, lost it. Ben Eaglefeather is one of the founding members.
I was sober for 2 years. I had no idea why I was doing it. It wasn't until we started this group and I seen, you know, the importance of what we were doing that, you know, I realized that this was exactly what I needed in my life.
Eaglefeather started Prairie Rose Wobriety with Marcelino Carson. Both are Lakota. The two met a couple years into their recovery. Like Eaglefeather, Carson says he felt like there was something missing, even though he was a few years sober. After going to powwows and becoming more involved in and curious about the Native community, it clicked. Now, the two host talking circles, community nights, and other meetings for people in recovery through their group.
Our biggest base is what can we do for others? Because as a Native, you know, person, that's what, you know, a lot of what we are about. You know, what can we do to help our elders? What can we do to help the people who don't have as much?
Both Eaglefeather and Carson say it was that loss of identity that led them to addiction. For Eaglefeather, he says generations of his family in South Dakota were forced into residential schools, unable to pass on their culture to future generations. Carson says he grew up in foster care and was legally adopted when he was 7 and given a Hispanic name. For most of his life, Carson thought he was Mexican. Now, he's helping pass on that generational knowledge with the help of elders.
People just think we don't exist anymore. And then when we pop up, they just don't know how to act or react.
Stories like these aren't uncommon in the Native community. Decades of colonialism, genocide, and assimilating Native Americans to Western culture created intergenerational trauma for families, according to Andrea Medley from the Johns Hopkins Center for Indigenous Health. Medley is from the Haida Nation in Western Canada. She says decades of research shows that trauma and lack of community can have an impact on a person's well-being. This makes community and culture even more important for prevention and reducing the harms that can be associated with substance use.
That's why we have so many different roles in our communities, you know, that way we can all support each other. So I think in that way, reaching out to people and just giving people an opportunity for that connection and that relationship building is a really strong support.
But it's not just having community and support that can make a difference in helping someone get sober. It's culture too. For Eaglefeather, it was difficult for him to go through faith-based recovery programs, knowing that generations of his family were in residential schools run by the Catholic Church.
There's always going to be that thought in the back of your mind about how, you know, how many of our family members were, you know, wiped out in the name of that God.
And even though Wichita is rich with Native American culture, including its name, many people still don't understand the ceremonies and customs. Carson says that was a barrier when he stayed in sober living homes.
Sometimes I was out of a house of 30 to 40 people. I was the only minority. It's a little difficult. In sobriety, they try to push, well, you're not different. You're one of us. And you try to feel that, but you're always going to have that, as you said, in the back of your head, like, yeah, but I am still who I am. You know, I have cultural roots here, you know, in this land.
Addiction is a multifaceted issue. While lack of community and culture can be a factor, opioids were overprescribed in Native American communities. That's what Hunter Health in Wichita is currently seeing in its patients going through its substance use disorder treatment program, according to Dr. Caitlin Childs.
Now that more light is being shed on what was happening and the addictive nature, and clinicians are finally deprescribing and coming around to realizing that this has created a huge issue, we're now seeing those people who are no longer getting the prescriptions that they have been getting for a long time, and who may have developed a dependence or an addiction that needs further intervention.
Hunter Health is a federally qualified health center. It began as an Indian Health Services clinic, allowing it to receive federal funding to provide some services at no cost to its Native American patients. It recently received opioid settlement funds from the state of Kansas to expand its medication for opioid use disorder services. Now, everyone who walks in is screened for mental health and substance use issues. Childs says it's also screening patients for diseases that can be associated with substance use, like HIV and hepatitis.
We try to eliminate those boundaries so that people can get the health care that they need and any other behavioral health or social needs, that we're connecting them with the resources that we know are available to make sure that they're living their best lives possible.
Back at the Indian Center, generations of people surround both the North and South drum. At each circle, an infant sits on someone's lap. Eagle Feather has his 11-month-old kid, Ren, with him. Generations of women, from younger to older, dance in circles around the gallery, their feet stepping in beat with the drums. Several kids run around the center, while some of the adults sit and watch the circles, taking in the powerful ceremony. For KMUW News, I'm Kylie Cameron.